Some high-profile Republicans in Wisconsin are rethinking their party's position on abortion, Phil.
It's about time.
Well, they've lost two big statewide races in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned last summer. GOP challenger Tim Michaels lost to Democratic Governor Tony Evers last fall.
That's because Tony Evers is such an exciting and dynamic character.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with abortion at all.
And then Dan Kelly, the conservative candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, got creamed this spring by liberal judge Janet Protasiewicz, who made legal abortion the biggest issue in her campaign.
But wait a minute, I don't understand. Dan Kelly never said he was pro-life throughout that entire campaign. How could people think that he was opposed to abortion rights?
That's right, he's fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced, just like Tucker Carlson and Fox News.
One of the few Republicans to win statewide was Ron Johnson, but he also softened his position by saying the public should decide the abortion question in a referendum. Also this spring, Phil, U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden.
He's our newest representative.
From Prairie du Chien, Southwest Wisconsin.
Prairie to something or other.
He went further than Ron Johnson. He said that despite his pro-life convictions, Republicans should allow exceptions for the life of the mother, rape, and incest. And he floated granting permission for abortions up to 15 weeks.
That's a pretty big concession from a hardcore Republican like Van Orden.
Well, let's talk about the Republican Party's changing tune on abortion. On today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the sensible center of Wisconsin politics, I'm Scott Milford. I'm the opinion editor for the Wisconsin State Journal.
And I'm Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal.
We are one-third of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
The non-birthing one-third of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
Wait, half of us can't birth.
Well, yeah, but we're the more non-birthing one-third.
Ah, okay. I keep thinking about the old phrase, be careful what you wish for. Because Republicans for decades now have been trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. Former President Donald Trump's Supreme Court appointees.
The best Supreme Court appointees of all time.
And most beautiful. They overturned Roe v. Wade and conservatives celebrated, but then the political reality quickly set in.
I think the metaphor that I hear often, which I think is apt, is they're the dog that finally caught the car.
But now some of them are openly talking about the party being in trouble if they don't do something to allow some abortions in the state. And it's no surprise, given the latest Marquette Law School poll that touched on abortion.
What are the latest numbers on abortion from Marquette?
Statewide, 67% of respondents said they opposed the Dobbs decision. That was the Supreme Court decision, basically sending the question back to the states and getting rid of a constitutional right to an abortion.
For the last 50 years.
Yes. 67% opposed that. 33% were in favor. Those numbers were the same when the polling asked whether or not abortion should be legal in Wisconsin. Those responding that it should be legal in most or all cases was 67% to 33% who said it should be illegal in most or all cases. Right now, because Wisconsin's 1849 law kicked back in the absence of Roe v. Wade, abortion is illegal in all cases unless the life of the mother is at risk.
And two physicians agree on that.
Yeah.
So this law was written 1849.
70 years before women could even vote. And today, or at least as of last month, 88% of the respondents in the statewide Marquette poll said, for example, abortion should be legal in the case of rape and incest.
You can't get 88% of people to agree on anything in Wisconsin. Like, I don't think 88% of Wisconsinites are Brewers fans.
Well, that's because of you, Phil. You're a Detroit fan.
No. I have
and
no,
you just beat us 2 out of 3,
I have
which
no
I'm sore about.
Ill will towards the Brewers. I root for the Brewers except for like the 3 days a year where they play the Tigers.
Okay. Well, 74% of Republicans now support allowing legal abortion up to 15 weeks, according to the Marquette poll. I wonder if that's where Van Orden came up with 15 weeks as a possibility for Republicans loosening the current state law from 1849.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that that's where he's coming from. I'm actually surprised he did this. He's very conservative. He doesn't seem like he's one to compromise, but here he is suggesting what I think is a very big compromise for somebody who pegs himself as being very religious, very Christian, and very pro-life to say, you know what, we're going to allow abortion for 15 weeks, which I think just about everybody in Wisconsin can agree with.
We have a clip from that, when Congressman Derek Van Orden floated the idea of a 15-week ban to WSAU's Meg Ellefson on her feedback podcast.
You have to be able to understand that you're never going to get everything you want. It's either 100% or nothing. Well, how did that work out with us when we pro-life folks are talking about the abortion? Up until Dobbs got overturned, we got nothing. We didn't, because we said it's all or nothing. Well, that's not the way to approach this problem set. We should have a law in the state of Wisconsin right now that says we have exceptions for the life of the mother, rape and incest, and we need to talk about a pain-capable 15-week limit on abortion. We have to discuss these things, and it's deeply troubling to me as a Christian to even bring those things up. But you know what? We have to understand where we're at. And every single time we can save a single human baby's life, it's the right thing to do. And with the Supreme Court getting flipped, we could very reasonably have, or conceivably have, Minnesota-style abortion laws here in Wisconsin. And the left, they want no restrictions, and we do. So that's what we're going to work for.
So that's a pretty dramatic concession for somebody who is adamantly pro-life and, you know, calls himself a devout Christian.
It sounds pragmatic.
It does.
I guess if you put the best spin on it.
Allowing abortion up to 15 weeks, yeah. I'd probably want to go a little bit longer, but I could live with that. I think a lot of European countries that think of as very progressive liberal countries, like France and Germany, have limits around 15. I think France might have a 12-week ban on abortion. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go look that up. The other thing those countries have is universal access to birth control to anybody who ever wants any. So that would be a good component to add to a 15-week ban. I would go for that.
And 93% of abortions in the United States right now occur in the first 13 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the whole abortion debate, even pre-Dobbs, I felt like we spent all of our time, the people on the far left and the far right, talking about a very minute fraction of abortions, which are those late-term abortions. And most abortions are not late-term. Most of them are happening very early in a pregnancy. Half of them are happening via medication nowadays. And so, you know, the right likes to talk about these, you know, these horror stories of what happens to little fetuses when they are aborted late in the process. Those usually only happen when the woman's life is horrible, or something's gone horribly wrong with the pregnancy.
I'm not so sure that Democrats don't want any restrictions. Nonetheless, medical abortions, now that's coming under attack in the courts. A Texas judge wanted to...
Can we do air quotes around judge for that guy?
He was a beautiful judge that Trump appointed. And he decided that a drug that people have been taking for 20 years to induce an abortion isn't safe, and so it shouldn't be allowed. The U.S. Supreme Court has put that on hold for now, but... politically speaking, that sort of thing is not helping the Wisconsin Republicans, because you could wind up with a situation where a lot of those 93% of abortions that happen really early in a time frame that people like Derek Van Orden, who's pro-life, would be comfortable with, would suddenly be in jeopardy.
And that case on the medical abortion is so sort of extreme and outrageous that we're going to discount 20 years of real live data and argue that some judge is going to play scientist and say something's not safe and ignore the fact that it's been on the market and been taken by women for 20 years with very few side effects. We're going to ignore all that data. That just is dangerous, and it's bad politics for Republicans. Even pro-life people are like, well, you know, if you're going to have an abortion, I guess a medical abortion is probably the best way to do it early in the pregnancy. Yeah, let's I think most people sort of support the idea of having this medication available for people, and the idea that some religious nut job who wears a black robe in Texas is going to take it away from people is really silly. And I actually kind of feel bad for the Supreme Court when they did the Dobbs decision. They were sort of – I think their plan was, okay, we've washed our hands of abortion. We're not touching it anymore. It's not our issue. And now they got to jump back into the whole debate. And I still think it's disturbing that two of the 9 sitting Supreme Court justices were willing to go along with this Texas judge.
One thing that Van Orden references there is that the Supreme Court has flipped in Wisconsin with Protasiewicz's election. It's going to have a liberal majority now, 4-3. That's the first time that's happened in quite a while. And – that means that abortion, the 1849 law, could be overturned. So I think Van Orden's thinking, let's get ahead of that. He's not the only one thinking that. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is on a bill that he thinks he can get through the assembly that would allow exceptions for rape, incest, but that's not going anywhere in the Senate.
And Evers isn't going to sign it.
He wants a referendum up or down on Roe v. Wade. Ron Johnson wants a referendum. But as he explained to the Milwaukee Press Club recently, it's kind of a convoluted thing. He wants a 10-question referendum on abortion.
Is this a referendum or a pop quiz?
It's 10 questions, and he even gave a shout-out to ranked choice voting to figure out what it means.
Before we even listen to Ron Johnson, we should be very crystal clear. We don't do binding referendums in Wisconsin. Like, that's not a thing that happens. The only referendums we have that are binding are for
constitutional amendments
after it's passed, after a bill is passed legislature.
Jinx, by the way.
Twice. Personal jinx. You can't talk until someone says your name, Scott Milford. No, and so we don't do referendums. And so the idea that we're going to have this one-time exception for this one issue, I don't understand how that's even going to happen. But anyway, let's listen to good old Ron Johnson serenade us with his wisdom.
We need to lead on this issue. I absolutely supported the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, which I think was wrongly decided. To me, the best part about the Dobbs decision, it was taking that decision and placing it where it really ought to be decided is in the hands of we the people in each 50 state. I didn't like under Roe that 9 justices decided that profound moral issue, as Justice Alito appropriately called it, for all of us. I didn't think 535 members of Congress should decide that profound moral issue. I don't think 132 members of the Wisconsin State Legislature ought to. I think we the people ought to decide that, which is why I proposed during my campaign. By the way, this wasn't something just to get me through a campaign. This is something I felt was the way to decide this issue ever since I went down to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago after the Roe versus Wade decision. And I saw that marvelous exhibit there where we have babies, I call it babies in a jar, from the moment of conception to a full-term baby. And my thought process was, because it was already being a very divisive issue, I thought, well, the way to decide this issue for America is to basically use this exhibit, this information, this knowledge, to decide the question that I proposed for a one-time single-issue referendum for Wisconsin. This question that we have to decide is, at what point does society have the responsibility to protect life? When you ask it that way, it acknowledges the fact that women have rights. But at some point in time, an unborn child in the womb also has those rights, and that's the decision we have to make. So I propose a one-time single-issue referendum. I wouldn't want this on the ballot with any other issue. And leading up to that referendum, my suggestion would be have an intensive education campaign on all sides. You know, talking about what does a baby look like inside the womb at every point of gestation. And quite honestly, as abhorrent as it would be to discuss, what does an abortion look like as well? We literally have not had that discussion, that education, that debate ever since Roe v. Wade was decided. It's time we have it. And so really what I was suggesting at these caucuses is that we design forums in all 8 districts of the state. We bring all sides in, and we have presentations made from pro-life to pro-choice. And then we hold a sample referendum with my sample ballot, where there's basically 10 choices to decide that question. At what point does society have the responsibility to protect life? At conception, all the way down through no protections whatsoever. And by the way, little wrinkle on this. This would be probably a perfect application for ranked choice voting. Give every voter 3 choices. The number one pick, they get filling 3 dots. Number two pick 2 dots, and their third choice 1 dot. I think if you would do that, you'd probably pretty easily discern have at least one. You know, whether it's 1 month, 2 months, it's probably about where we're going to find. I would think 1 or 2, 3 months. At that point, we'd protect life.
And as you know, the governor did call for that.
No, he didn't. He called for a referendum to codify Roe.
On this referendum, I mean, I actually think if you could pull it off, it seems like a very reasonable thing to do. But the implementation of it sounds ludicrous. I mean, the idea that you're going to have, you know, you're going to have like informational sessions in all eight congressional districts, and you're going to bring in a fair and balanced panel of pro-life physicians, because there aren't a whole lot of those. You're going to bring in the pro-choice physicians, and they're going to talk about the pros and cons, and good, honest citizens are going to take in all the information and then make this ranked choice ballot thingy. And I mean,
yeah,
in principle, it sounds great, but I don't know how you do it.
I like his interest in ranked choice voting, which is a good idea. But how do you set something like this up when the state doesn't allow it? We don't allow citizens to do things like this. I suppose if he actually lobbied lawmakers like Robin Voss to do it, maybe it could be set up in some kind of an unofficial way that would recommend to the legislature. But they're not going to want a precedent for something like that.
No.
And he claims, this wasn't about my election, even though I brought this up just before my election when I was in trouble and abortion issue was hurting me. No.
And hurting every Republican in the country.
Yeah. No, I actually have this civic idea to decide the issue once and for all. It actually makes some sense. Unfortunately, in today's world, it's impossible.
Evers proposed this referendum on Roe v. Wade. I think everyone forgets that Wisconsin, prior to Roe v. Wade being overturned, had a 20-week ban on abortions. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, so it's not like these Republicans would – if we went back to pre-Roe v. Wade law in Wisconsin, it's not like it would go or pre-Dobbs law. It's not like we'd go back to abortion on demand up until after birth. You know, there is a 20-week ban on abortion.
And there were laws passed, like Tommy Thompson put in place parental notification for minors. And there's lots of restrictions, but it's still legal up to a point. And certainly the polling suggests that's where Wisconsin wants to be. And until Wisconsin gets closer to that, I think these Republicans are going to be running from this issue.
But on statewide elections and maybe some congressional races, but not in the Assembly and the Senate. I mean, you know, these we are so badly gerrymandered, and maybe Judge Protasiewicz will take – maybe we'll have a redistricting case that will take care of that at the Supreme Court level. God willing, you know, but it's not – I mean, so lawmakers have been safe – are so safe in Wisconsin because of gerrymandering that the abortion issue isn't really going to affect them. But it could hurt Ron Johnson in 6 years.
And it could hurt in swing seats beyond just statewide. This abortion issue has really motivated particularly young people to vote in elections that they probably wouldn't. And it's also swung some suburban votes to Democrats. And it's done it in a way that, like, despite all of the attention to gun violence, the polling tells us that a lot of people aren't voting on the gun issue. Even though a majority of people want saner gun laws, that's not what they're going to vote on at the polls. But they are voting on abortion. There's a lot of single-issue voters who want legal abortion.
I don't think Republicans quite understand how 20-year-old woman feels about abortion. You know, this is a right they sort of thought they would always have.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all of a sudden they have fewer rights than they did last year. I don't think Republicans have quite understood how a young woman feels about their party and their rights in America right now.
But even if you're 60 years old, that means in your entire reproductive life, you've accepted this as a legal right, and now it's taken away.
Yeah.
So it's even beyond young people, I think.
And here's the thing where it could come back and bite Republicans. The 2024 election for president is going to come down to three states. It's going to come down to Arizona, Georgia, and our beloved Wisconsin. And Biden just has to win one of those states to secure the election, basically. And if abortion is still completely illegal in 2024, that does not bode well for who's ever at the top of the Republican Party's ticket in Wisconsin.
And the smart money now says it's going to be Trump. He's been bragging about the decision when he goes to talk to religious organizations, for example, and crow about his appointees doing this wonderful thing that they love. Now, of course, he can change his tune the next day that he's Donald Trump, but it does seem like the leader of the Republican Party is not going to be very flexible on this issue. DeSantis certainly isn't. He's taken that state way down to a band that's below the 13 or 15 weeks.
Yeah, it's a six-week ban where some women don't know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
It seems like the national media is now suggesting DeSantis is done and it's Trump's nomination.
Is he done, Santis?
Dumb or done? The Marquette poll, by the way, when they looked at just conservatives and independents who lean conservatives, 40% were for Trump, 35% for DeSantis.
How old is that poll?
It's over a month old.
Yeah. I mean, I think every conservative person in America who's fed up with Trump is just kind of saying DeSantis is the guy to go with.
Yeah.
And we'll see how well that plays out.
Of all the comments we've played here, it seems to me Van Orden is probably the way the Republicans need to go to save their political skin.
And unfortunately, I think Van Orden actually has a reasonable proposal. I think a lot of people in Wisconsin could get behind a 15-week ban, and maybe if they had extra exceptions for some
health,
sort of complication in the pregnancy later on. I think most people are sort of on that. You know, you have the first couple of weeks to, you know, 15 weeks to just have an elective abortion of any kind, and then if there's a health complication, you can go on from there. I don't think Van Orden's proposal, or it's not a proposal, but his idea would ever be signed by Governor Evers, because Governor Evers is waiting for the Supreme Court to strike down our 1849 law. And so he's not going to give the Republicans a win, even if it'll be good for women's health in the interim, because he doesn't want to pretend that this 1849 law ever should have existed in the first place.
And as you brought up on our last podcast, it also is a question of how cynical might the Democrats be on this, because the longer women don't have abortion rights,
or access to reproductive health care,
the more they're going to be mad at the Republicans who did it through the court system. So maybe they want that to hold on until, say, 2024 in the fall.
Yeah.
To make sure that Biden wins reelection.
I wouldn't be surprised if abortion in Wisconsin was still completely illegal come November of 2024. One of my favorite things about Derek Van Orden is that he's obsessed with non-dairy milk. So, like, he'll be at, like,
He doesn't like
it. He hates it. Oh, my God. Like, so his Twitter feed is full of him taking pictures of oat milk or soy milk at a restaurant or a coffee shop in D.C. And he'll...
Don't farmers grow soy?
And he'll post something like, "This madness must end!" as if the worst thing in the world possibly could be somebody drinking nut juice.
Oats cream is good. Have you ever had that?
Oats cream? Is that what you call
instead it? Instead of ice cream.
Oats cream.
It's good for your kids. Yeah, it's got oats in there. You can get it at the co-op. Willie Co-op, Phil.
I don't shop at the Willie Street Co-op because I'm not a dirty hippie like you.
Our theme music is by Tube Tester.